This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know, this is kind of a tough one for me. Okay, so, studies come out saying we're doing it wrong. Now, what are we doing wrong? We're always being told we're doing something wrong, right? Now, we're being told that we put skin, sunscreen lotion on wrong. And we are avoiding putting sunscreen on some of the most vulnerable parts of our body. And because we're putting it on incorrectly, and assuming we now have protection, we could be putting ourselves at a higher risk of skin cancer. So according to researchers at the University of Liverpool, nearly 17% of the face is missed when we are using moisturizers with SPF protection. Why? Because we're skipping the eyelids. That's where the skin is thin and the most vulnerable to cancer. When we use conventional sunscreen, we miss about 11% of the face. Now, the research team at the University of Liverpool studied 84 people, 62 women and 22 men, and they looked at how they put on moisturizer and sun cream. Then they took photos using a UV-sensitive camera to show how well they covered their faces. And the study was published in the journal Plus One, and they found that there was a 21% lower coverage of area around the eyelids with moisturizer and a 14% with sun lotion. And as you know, most moisturizers are sold with SPFs of 30 to 50, similar level to traditional sunscreens, but they are not intended to be a replacement for sunscreen if you're going to be outside in the sun for a long period of time. Now, the study author says the eyelid skin is very thin, and this puts us at risk of UV damage. The area around the eyelashes and between the eyelids and the nose is least likely to be covered. Mr. McCormick, or Austin McCormick, is the study author. He's a consultant ophthalmic and oculoplastic surgeon, so he should be called Dr. McCormick, said that eyelid cancers accounted for 10% of all basal cell carcinomas in most countries. Basal cell carcinoma, even though it's the mildest of the skin cancer, still skin cancer. And trust me, you don't want to have a disfiguring cancer near your eye. Now, he thinks maybe the moisturizers are being used less, because, you know, they're more expensive. So people are using less little bits. I think it's because we were told to keep stuff away from the eyes. Okay, ever since I was little, we were told, stay away from the eyes. Don't put anything near the eyes. Don't put lotions by the eyes. Now, we women put makeup by the eyes. I put a lot of makeup on my eyes, because I'm trying to take the focus off the rest of my body, okay? If I have my eyes really well done, I take the focus off the rest of my body. So we're not putting drippy, goopy sunscreen on the eyes. We're not spraying our eyes. We're not, you know? Now, here's a trick, ladies. When you do makeup, a trick is to put a moisturizer, an eye-safe moisturizer, on the eyelid and area behind the eyelid, right? Because then the makeup holds longer and it doesn't crack and dry. Like it's like your spackle that you put, you know, on your basic, you know, before your foundation. So I still don't like putting things by my eye. I just don't want the risk, you know. So the problem we have with sunscreen is we put it on and go, you know what, I'm good, I could be outside. And then what ends up happening is we take it for granted. So, you know, some of you have asked, okay, you know, what is SPF? First, how do sunscreens work? How does a lotion take on the sun? Okay, the sun is one of the most formidable, most powerful things in our universe. And how does your copper tone combat that? So sunscreens will either disperse a UV ray or absorb it. The inorganic compounds in sunscreen, like the titanium dioxide or the zinc oxide, will scatter UV rays. So if the UV ray comes, the chemical will force a deflection of the UV ray, kind of like Star Trek. Organic compounds like PABA and oxybenzone will absorb the UV rays so they can't damage the skin. Now, almost 10 years ago, there was a study saying they could actually maybe make more free radicals by doing that. And so I actually avoid sunscreen with oxybenzone after that one study. There was only one study, but that's enough for me. So I just use the ones with the zinc oxide. I would rather use the scattering, the deflection, than the one that tries to absorb the UV rays. So with UVA and UVB, UVA rays penetrate deeply into both the epidermis and dermis. They cause the aging of the skin, the wrinkles, the skin cancer. So how you remember that is UVA causes aging. UVB are shorter. They actually affect more the epidermis, and they're the ones that cause most of the burns. So B causes burns. Okay? They both can cause skin cancer. Okay? And then C, I guess UVC rays, they're like out in the atmosphere. They don't really, and I just remember that as SIA, where the C rays are the ones that, they go, I thought C also goes all the way through. I gotta double check, but there's also UVC. So now SPF is sun protection factor. The higher the SPF, the less sun photons enter the skin and cause damage. So your sun protection factor measures the protection against the UVB rays. So it looks at how long it takes your skin to burn. So if, let's say your skin burns in 10 minutes without sun protection, if you use an SPF of 30, technically, you multiply the 30 by the 10, you should be good for 300 minutes. It's not always the case. So you see, you multiply the SPF with how long it takes you to usually burn. I don't know how long it takes me to burn. I'd say 2 minutes. So for me, 30 times 2 would be 60 minutes of protection. But that's not the case. You sweat, you swim. So the more the SPF, the better. But you got to apply it and make sure you get it on all the body parts. The 1-877-DR-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-8444. 844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have another woman who has come forward to accuse former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate physical contact. Sophie Karasek, an advocate for sexual assault survivors, penned in an op-ed in the Washington Post Thursday detailing the backstory behind a viral photo of herself and Biden at the 2016 Oscars, saying the sense of shame and belittlement she began to feel about it, and calling for Biden to take a greater responsibility for his overly physical behavior in the past. Now, apparently she had appeared on stage at the Academy Awards alongside survivors of sexual assault and advocates while Lady Gaga performed a song from a documentary about assault on college campuses. Biden had introduced the group, and Karasek wrote that afterwards she told him the story of a woman who days before had died by suicide after being sexually assaulted. In response to her story, Karasik wrote, Biden leaned down, took my hands, and put his forehead to mine. I was taken aback, she said. I averted my eyes, hoping my body language could shorten the interaction. I didn't think he was going to kiss me, but it felt like if I met his eyes, it wasn't out of the question either. She said it was unwelcome, uncomfortable, and strange. At the same time, I was glad to convey this serious message to him, glad it seemed to resonate with him. And they said that the photo of the interaction went viral. The parents of the woman, she told Biden, were about to pursue justice, which made her... there's a typo there. And they say, at least now, a half a dozen women have come forward in the past week, according to Politico.com, to accuse Biden of touching them in ways that were inappropriate and unwelcome, setting off a conversation, again, with Me Too. And, you know, this has been one of these stories that didn't get as much drama as the Brett Kavanaugh. But it's also making you kind of scratch your head and go, okay, that is a little weird. You know, putting your forehead to somebody else's is not sexual. But we're now using this term of getting into your space and inappropriate contact. So what would be considered inappropriate contact? Well, it's all how you make the other person feel. I mean, I've done the forehead to forehead, I think, once. I've done the forehead to forehead move. I have done it once. And what it was a side forehead move where one of my gay friends was sitting there, and I hadn't seen him in a long, long time, and I missed him so much, and he missed me, and we were sitting next to each other, and so I leaned in, and I put my head against his, and he put his head against mine, and it's kind of like what cats do, or dogs do. You kind of put your head up to them, you know? And it is a very deep connection. When you head-to-head, you know, it's a bond. You know, it's like these twins that are attached at the head. You know, so a head-to-head movement is definitely bringing up your relationship a notch, okay? So if you don't have a relationship with a former vice president and he puts his head towards yours and his lips then are just centimeters away from yours, it would make you feel uncomfortable. You know, okay, so you all know I'm a huge fan of Michael Fassbender. I think Michael Fassbender is very sexy. If I had told him something that was intimate, talking about something that happened with somebody's assault or whatever, you know, that was, and he decides to put his forehead up against mine, I still would find that a little uncomfortable and awkward, even though I think he's very sexy, because that it's in your space. So what we're going to be defining in this decade and the next decade is personal space. There's going to be an untold rule, like a restraining order, of don't come within a foot of somebody else. Now, people have definitely come into my space. Men will kind of lean against you sometimes. Okay, when they don't really have to lean against you, right? Things like that. It's just kind of their way of, you know, and, you know, stuff happens, and I get it. I get that's what people do. I get, you know, and that is an encroachment of my space, and that would be assault, by the way. If you lean up and you know, that technically is assault. So my suggestion would be for anybody in a school setting, work setting, church setting, whatever, keep that 1 foot to 2 feet, maybe even 2 feet. So there's no accidental touching. And mind you, I'm raising two boys. So I got to make sure my boys don't get accused of something when they didn't. And mind you, there's been a lot of people that have accidentally hit my butt, hit my boob. And I really think it was an accident. You know, I'm kind of curvy. And I move quickly. and I walk very fast, and sometimes I walk faster than somebody else could move out of the way. And so, yeah, I've accidentally, you know, boom, and their hand might be there and accidentally hit me. Right? And it's an accident. It happens. Okay? Animals bump into each other in the wild. Things bump into each other. But if you're a guy and you're afraid of getting accused and you don't want to accidentally bump into anybody, keep that space. Yeah, keeping space is probably one of your, you know, only, methods of defense, levels of defense. Now, Biden does have some interesting, though, behavior. I mean, we've seen pictures of him smell people's hair. I mean, it doesn't look like he's smelling their hair. It looks like he's smelling their hair, and we're being told he just whispered something or spoke something. But then we heard from Lucy Flores, Assemblywoman from Nevada, ex-Assemblywoman from Nevada, say, you know, he actually smelled her hair. That is odd. That is awkward. So what is this behavior? If this really is behavior, and mind you, I like Joe. He's been through a lot. When he lost his wife, he lost his daughter in a car accident, then he just lost his son. I mean, this guy's been through a lot, and he's served this country for years. So we might not agree with a lot of his politics, but, you know, he served this country. And, you know, I like Joe Biden. I really do. But what is this with this, you know, trying to be close, trying to, you know, I mean, you know, maybe he really does have an affinity for women and he doesn't want to do anything sexual. So he tries to connect on other levels. Now, there are relationships that people have where they do have these connections. I got a lot of guy friends and we're close. Never, never going to be close like me and my husband. Me and my husband have that. We're intimate. That's hubby and me. But I have friends who are guys, and I wouldn't even call it a sisterly thing. It's kind of like a best friend type of thing. And I know guys are like, no, you know, there is no friends with, you can't be friends. Honestly, you guys have seen me. There's really nothing sexual about me. Trust me. My guy friends want nothing to do with that. And we know this because their wives are very comfortable with us being friends. And obviously, they must have told their wife, well, look at her. And they're like, okay, we're good. I know you're not going to cheat on me with her. And so I have friends who are guys, and I could wipe food off their face. I could, you know, share their straw, even though you shouldn't be doing that. But we have that sort of comfort level where it's kind of family, we're close, but nowhere near what a relationship would be, an intimate relationship would be. And I love having closeness to my friends. I think most of my friends are guys like that. But, you know, people like being close to each other. You know, would I put my head on their head? No. Do I give them a hug? Do I, you know, smack them upside their head? Yeah. Would I touch their butt? Never. No, don't want to touch a butt. Don't want to go there. Just like your brother. You'd never touch your brother's butt. It's that kind of, you know, chalkboard scraping sort of shriek feeling you get. So, you know, Biden might be the type of guy, if we're looking psychologically, it's somebody who just, you know, really wants to have that closeness, that non-sexual intimacy with people, and connect at that level. It's just, it's not really appropriate, and when somebody doesn't want it, don't do it. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio. remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are responding positively to the March job report. With more on the report, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Some economists are estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000. Eleni Kara-George of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%.
Before heading to California, President Trump says he is holding off on his threat to close the southern border because Mexico is stepping up efforts to curb the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States.
Mexico, I have to say, has been very, very good. You know that over the last 4 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I keep getting asked, is alcohol good for you or is alcohol bad for you? Studies come out saying, oh yeah, alcohol's good. The people that live, you know, till they're centenarians and 110 years old, it's because they drink. And you have another study come out the next day going, oh, alcohol's bad, cause of cancer. Another study comes out saying, oh, moderate alcohol is good for the heart. Another study comes out the next day going, alcohol bad. Causes poor sleep. Poor sleep causes heart issues. So, nobody knows what the hell to do. All right, well, I think it's now time. I think it's now the turn for there to be another bad article. So here we go. Another article now debunks the myth that moderate drinking could be healthy. And they say blood pressure and stroke risk rises steadily the more alcohol you drink. And they say previous claims that one or two drinks a night might protect against stroke are not true. That's according to the results of a major genetic study. So they're saying this study is even better because it's genetic. So the research used data from a 160,000 strong cohort of Chinese adults, many of whom are unable to drink alcohol because they have a genetic intolerance. They have alcohol dehydrogenase deficiency, acetaldehyde. They can't break down the acetaldehyde. And so they don't have that enzyme to break it down, so they end up getting more flushed. And they found that people who drink moderately, right, moderately, like maybe one or two glasses a day, raise their risk of stroke by 10 to 15%. Heavy drinkers consuming more than four drinks a day or more, their blood pressure rises significantly, and the risk of stroke increases by about 35%. So according to Dr. Zhengming Chen, a professor at Oxford University Nuffield Department of Population Health, co-led the research and said, the key message here is that at least for stroke, there is no protective effect of moderate drinking. The genetic evidence shows the protective effect is not real. The World Health Organization estimates that around 2.3 billion people worldwide drink alcohol, with average per person daily consumption at 33 grams a day. That's basically equivalent to two glasses of wine or a large, you know, beer bottle or a couple shots. The average daily person drinks that. And what's one of our most common issues? High blood pressure. They say, what, a third of our population has high blood pressure? That's a lot. Third of our population diabetic? Latest study published in the Lancet Medical Journal found people of East Asian descent. Oh, they focus on them. And they have these genetic variants that limit alcohol tolerance. And this variant may have specific and large effects on alcohol, but do not affect other lifestyles. So if you don't, it's the alcohol dehydrogenase enzyme they lack. Some of them lack genetically. And it won't affect them with other food, just alcohol. Hence alcohol dehydrogenase. Yeah, that's what the enzyme's called. So it doesn't affect other things. So that's why they could look at this population, compare it to Western populations, and then they could see what in terms happens in terms of numbers and incidences of heart disease and stroke. They say Europe has actually the highest per person alcohol consumption in the world. It has dropped by about 10% since 2010. But they still have the highest level of alcohol use. Now, I'm torn. Because, you know, people ask Dr. Wax, you know, just call it for us. Is it good or bad? I am going to give you guys the exact same answer I give you with everything. Okay? Different strokes for different folks. There's some of you out there where a glass of alcohol is exactly what you need. And then there's the majority of you where no. Don't even put that in your body. Remember I told you guys that there's a few diseases out there where smoking actually helps? Parkinson's is one of them. I believe ulcerative colitis, where people who smoke are less likely to get Parkinson's or ulcerative colitis. I need to double check if that science is still there. But that study had come out years ago, and they're like, look, we don't want to say smoking's good for you. And you never want to smoke to prevent Parkinson's. But for some of these people, it just works. It just helps. So same thing with alcohol. Now, you know, I was in Europe for my very first time a couple years ago. And we're going to be going back this summer because it's now cheaper to go to Europe than places in America. And so the one thing I noticed when we were in France was as it was starting to sunset, rather than people going to McDonald's, you know, or, you know, picking out on pizza or whatever, I saw little picnics of fruit, cheese, and wine, and people would sit on steps along the Seine River. Is it the Seine? Along the river. Now, I don't know if that was a pre-dinner. Yeah, I don't know if that was dinner for them. But if they're not eating a whole bunch of fried food and pizza and hot wings, and their entertainment on a Friday night is having some cheese, some wine, some fruit, maybe some celery sticks, little veggie things, while watching the river, that might be an overall healthy meal. I told you guys in Italy, I would watch some of the locals, and they would drink their wine, they would drink slow, they would eat a lot less than other people. See, we're hungry, so we sit down, we don't want wine, just give us food. And we start picking out on the bread. Yet, what do some of the Europeans do? They start sipping on the wine. So now they're eating less bread. They're eating less of other food. Rather than dessert, they're sipping on a glass of wine. So it might be the ritual that could be allowing some of these people to be a little healthier in terms of their diet, even though the wine itself isn't the healthiest. Remember, your liver, nobody's going to tell me that wine is healthy. Because, again, your liver wants the purest of pure things. And, alcohol isn't so much pure. It has to be fermented. Stuff has to happen to it. And so, our bodies weren't technically designed to drink alcohol. They were designed to take sugar, except for those of us who are diabetic. But, we really weren't designed to drink alcohol. So I'm not ever going to say drink a glass of alcohol because it's going to help your heart. I'm not going to say that. But if wine drinkers, the real true wine drinkers, that sip slowly and, use that to enjoy their salad, and they don't sit there and chow down food so quickly and crappy high caloric food, that wine may be actually saving their lives. And so when you tell me, look, all these people are doing well and they're wine drinkers, don't just say it's the wine. Take a look and see what else they're doing. And maybe the wine is a part of that habit. I hate to admit it, but, we talk about smoking and the obesity crisis. When we start to, pinch, smokers, in the wallet with taxes, and we started to, change and campaign against smoking. And I'm so glad we did, because, we really needed to, start getting people aware and get people off smoking. Now, if people aren't sitting there having a drag and smoking and kicking back, they're eating. And we have this huge obesity crisis that I think was stemmed a lot by people quitting smoking. And it's not so much that they're gaining weight, from quitting smoking, is there was a habit. There was something that we would do back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, where when you started to get a little hungry, rather than, go and find cookies and snacks, because offices in the 50s and 60s didn't always have snack foods, and Nabisco and things like that always around. Now, if you go into an office, there's always food. There's always snack machines or soda pop, but it wasn't like that. And so when somebody got hungry, they would go and have a cigarette outside. That's just what they did. So it's a different world. That was more deadly than the snacks and the soda pop. But we're not that much safer right now. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another E. coli outbreak. It has now sickened 72 people in 5 states. I don't know why we've only heard about it now, but we are. Health officials are investigating an E. coli, Escherichia coli outbreak, in cases in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and Georgia, according to the CDC. 8 people have been hospitalized. The agency is right now working with the FDA and the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service to investigate the outbreak. They have not yet pinpointed a specific food, grocery store, or restaurant chain that's responsible for the infections. As a result, the CDC is recommending, right now is not recommending anything to avoid because we just don't know. Now, the E. coli 0103 is the particular strain involved in the cases. Now, these cases are reported between March 2nd and March 29th, according to the CDC. The people infected range from the ages of 1 to 74, with 17 years old being the median age. So how that works is, obviously, one of the people is as young as a 1-year-old. One of the people is as old as a 74-year-old, and that's how they have that range of 1 to 74. And then the median is when you look at all the numbers, it's not, median isn't an average. It's where the middle falls into of the numbers, and it looks like more of them are younger with the 17. There's mean, there's the median and the mode. There's little differences between those, okay? But the mean is the average. They don't average the age and go, oh, okay, it's 32.4. They look at the median, where does the middle fall of all the cases? And that just tells us a little different data than just averaging the ages. You see what I mean? So when you do statistics, the problem with like an average, so let's say you have 4 people affected by something, all right? So let's say you have a 10-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 30-year-old. And then you have an 80-year-old. So when you add all those ages up, okay, 10 and 20 is 30, and 30 is 60, and 80 is 140. And you divide them by 4 to get an average. The average age, or the average would then be like 32, something like that. But the average age of the person infected isn't 32. There's no 32-year-olds. You got a 10-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 30-year-old, and then you had an 80-year-old. So the median would probably be 20, 25. You see how that works? That's why you can't just take an average. All right. Look, I'm not a statistics, a biostatistics teacher. This is how I look at the stuff. So, it means younger people. Symptoms of E. coli include severe stomach cramps, vomiting, diarrhea, according to the CDC. Most people do get better within 5 to 7 days, but the illness can be so severe and life-threatening it could shut down the kidneys. Last year, if you guys remember, we had that E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. That got 62 people sick, and that hit 16 different states. So, what do we do in situations such as this? Well, the big thing if I could tell you guys to do anything is, you know, I do telemedicine. And people will call in, and I will, you know, deal with their medical woes over the phone and, you know, tell them what to do and where to go. And nicely, you know, because I like them a lot. But I'll have people say, you know, I got diarrhea. I think I ate something bad, and I got diarrhea and stomach cramps. So I want to know if they got food poisoning. So I tell them, I want you to go to your doctor. I want you to get some cultures done. They're going to give you a little container to take with you. Don't worry, the doctor's not going to do a rectal on you. Just, he'll give you some containers to take home. You could poop in the container, and then you could submit it to the lab. And the results of that, if there is a communicable disease or a infectious agent, will then go to the health department. I know people are like, well, I want privacy. I don't want my results going everywhere. Well, if we're looking at the greater good, that's where you lose your privacy. So if you did pick up a listeria or an E. coli, that's going to the health department. Now, if the health department starts to see a cluster, an area, based on your zip code, or based on your age, or based on a part of the city, you know, they're going to then investigate. They're going to ask you some questions. You know, where'd you eat? You know, what, you know, we're trying to kind of get an idea because you're not the only one. Now, the problem we have is the average person cannot get in with their doctor right away. So they go to an urgent care when they have diarrhea, or they don't go at all. Well, urgent cares, just like telemedicine platforms, we don't do follow-up. We're not family practice, primary care, or internal medicine. We can't do follow-up. So if you call me on the telemedicine platform and say, hey, I want to know if I have diabetes, we can do some blood work. I don't have an office and staff and a fax machine to get the labs and then have somebody that could call you for follow-up. No, that stuff has got to be done in person. Now, later, telemedicine platforms may later do that, but you really do need to see somebody in person. But you do have some family practice and primary care offices and internal medicine offices where they do offer telemedicine once you have your original physical and somebody's seen you in person. Some follow-up visits could be over the phone. But you can't have everything just over the phone, you know. And then they can't order tests because there's an office that could do labs. But for true telemedicine companies or urgent cares, we just deal with your problem and let you go. That's why our overhead is better. That's why we can, you know, well, urgent cares can be expensive because they have to have the fancy equipment. But their job is just to find out what's going on with you right then and there. They can't staff tons of staff and deal with the liability of, oh, did you ever go and get your mammogram that we ordered 4 weeks ago? No, they don't go there. And a lot of people prefer the urgent cares because they could get in and out. So the problem is that the average person that's getting diarrhea or stomach cramps is never getting evaluated to see if they have E. coli. So as a doctor, when I see these outbreaks, I'm like, okay, are these the people that got really, really sick? And that's why somebody finally did a stool culture. And then if that's the case, is this number really triple or quadruple? So, honestly, people, what I think you all need to do is try to get a primary care doctor. Hopefully it's one that takes a whole slew of insurances. Because the big thing I'm hearing is somebody switches insurances and their doctor's no longer on it. I was on almost every one. I didn't really pick and choose. I was kind of on every one, except like Medicaid. Medicaid we had to stop taking because Medicaid wouldn't pay and they wouldn't cover the patients and, you know, the patients couldn't pay and then Medicaid would threaten everybody that they were going to audit. And I'm like, look, they would say, look, I told you what happened. They sent a letter to everybody, form letter, saying we think we overpaid a bunch of you. So send us a check back, and if you don't, we're going to audit. So I didn't send them a check because not only was I not overpaid, I was underpaid. They didn't pay on like thousands, like $30,000 in claims. So instead, I sent them the $30,000 in claims that they didn't pay. And I'm like, you know what? Until I get paid, I think we better just stop because, we can't go bankrupt over this. And so that's when we stopped taking Medicaid. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I love my Medicaid patients, but you're basically kind of threatening that if we don't pay you, you're going to audit us. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to pass on the whole Medicaid thing, especially since you're not even paying me and I'm in the red. So try and get a regular doctor that takes many insurances so that if your job does change, hopefully you can still stay with them. And ask your regular doctor, what should you do if things like this arise? Because going to the urgent care, they can't do the tests. They can't do the urine cultures. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.